Leaders of the state's Democratic Party released a letter asking the 8-member breakaway Independent Democratic Conference in the Senate to reunite with the mainstream Democrats. They say in a time when President Trump and the Republican Congress are pursuing policies that may harm New York, to waste one more minute fighting each other is both unproductive and destructive. The letter also contains a threat. The Democratic Party leaders, including the state party chair and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown and Queens Congressman Joseph Crowley, write that if the IDC refuses to accept the offer, then the state party is prepared to run primaries against the senators in the 2018 elections. Governor Cuomo, speaking in Syracuse, says he backs the request.
State party put a proposal on the table yesterday that I strongly support, and I urge both sides to stop their intramural disputes and unify.
Both the IDC and the mainstream Democrats, who have often exchanged bitter words, reacted positively. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says mainstream Democrats are willing to enter a coalition and have long called for reunification of the two factions. IDC leader Jeff Klein said he's excited by the prospect and said he also wants the rest of the Democrats to adopt his group's policy agenda, including transgender rights and public financing for campaigns, items supported by many mainstream Democrats. One day later, the Democratic Party leaders agreed to those terms. The party leaders are not asking for reunification right away, though. The Democrats will only have 30 seats at the start of the session in January, not the 32 needed to actually take control of the chamber away from the ruling Republicans. Two current Democratic senators were elected earlier this month to new positions. They'll leave the Senate at the end of the year. The party leaders say they don't think the two seats will be filled by a special election until after the state budget is approved in early April. The left-leaning Working Families Party says that's too long to wait. Executive Director Bill Lipton says special elections could be held as early as March 13th, leaving more than 2.5 weeks before the budget's due.
Do we really want to live through yet another budget cycle with the Republicans in power, especially with Trump just doing these massive tax cuts for the 1% that are really going to result in just eviscerating the safety net and health care and education for working families across our country?
Cuomo, in his 7 years in office, has seemed content with the Republicans controlling the Senate with the help of the breakaway Democrats and Democrats running the Assembly. He's frequently touted his ability to work with both parties to achieve his goals. And in Syracuse, he repeated that claim.
Our mantra has been, and why we get the budgets done, you can be a Democrat, you can be a Republican, you're a New Yorker first, and act in the best interest of New York.
Lipton, with the Working Families Party, says Cuomo, who has tacitly backed the IDC in the past, now wants it both ways.
Going into a reelection year with Trump as president, he wants to, at the same time, put that chapter behind him. But he wants to do it after the budget because he would prefer to negotiate with the Republicans.
A spokesman for the Senate Republicans, Scott Reif, says the Senate should focus on governing for now in its present structure and save the politics of the Democratic factions until later. And Reif hints that the unification of the two factions in the Senate might not mean much. He predicts that Republicans will gain seats in the 2018 elections and will have the numerical majority to continue to rule the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.